As we work our way through April, we're getting out in those fields, and it's time for our Ag and Conservation program on this Sunday morning. And I've got Chad Berge. He's part of the Eau Claire Land and Conservation Office. You have something to offer through your office to help farmers out. Something about a no-till drill. You have one, a new one?
Yeah, so we've had it for a few years now, and we've got that drill back in 2020, the original one, and the drill ended up with about a couple thousand acres on it. With the rental fees, we decided to upgrade instead of having to do some maintenance, so we have a brand new drill for the county residents to use. How we rent it out is it's $75 base fee for us to deliver it, and then $8 per acre seeded. So even though it's an only 10-foot drill, it's an expensive piece of equipment, and it's the feedback we get a pretty good value for people to use on those smaller acreages.
And you deliver it. Do you help with some of the calibration to make sure it's working right?
Yep. So that's, you've heard me talk about Tim before in our office, our agronomist, and that's another thing that he helps farmers do. He'll, as long as time allows and it's not Friday afternoon, he'll help you with your, get your seed, get it mixed up, throw it in the drill, and then it's got a really handy feature on there where it's got a hand crank. He has spent a little bit of time with it, but it dials your seeding rate right in, so you're not guessing getting out of the tractor.
I think it's so valuable to have somebody that uses the drill come calibrate it and make sure it's working right. Where should we reach out if we want to use that no-till drill?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of us would be just call the Planning and Development Office, and that number is 715-839-6226. Somebody's there to pick up the phone, and then we can find Tim or one of the other staff, and we'll get you on the list.
We talked about the no-till drill out in the fields, but farmers are getting ready to really hit it hard and get those seeds in the ground from the soybeans to the corn. If that farmer's out there and planting and all of a sudden they come upon a washout, can they reach out to you to get something started to help out with that conservation?
Farmers in Eau Claire County, that if you're going across that field and for whatever reason that waterway got sprayed or something last year, and we didn't have a ton of rain last year, maybe a little, got a little wet in the fall, but you know, if we get a big rain here maybe today, you might see some of those rills or gullies open up, and those are just good areas. We don't want to see the sediment washing into the creek. We want to keep that good soil in the field, so part of that is keeping some areas in grass. And yeah, we can, it's a service we offer. We have a couple staff that can come out, evaluate those areas, and if it is something that needs a little more than just maybe tillage to close it up, we can go a little deeper into designing a grass waterway or a dam to fix a big gully, and we assist the farmer in engineering that, and then we can also help with lining up contractors, overseeing that, and then as a carrot to doing some of that, if the farmer's interested, there's also cost share to do some of those things.
So it's basically a full service deal.
Yeah, we'll pretty much take it from start to finish, meet with you to closing out the project with payments with you and the contractor if we do end up going that route, so, and everything in between.
And beyond our fields out there that we're getting ready to plant, it's also a good time to look at our pastures. What are some of the suggestions you have following the drought we had last year?
Depending on how you manage, you know, there's all these buzzwords: prescribed grazing, rotational grazing, or just continuous grazing. You throw the cattle out. You want to let those grasses get good and established, because if your cattle are out there right now and they're already grazing the grass down, you're probably not going to have much production all year. Those grasses need time to build their roots, get the roots down so they can go down and find that water. There might be water now and they'll grow, but we know what happens midsummer when it's 90 and hot, and those roots then can't, they're not deep enough and they can't go down and grab that water. So then it's when you start seeing brown pastures. And if you wait a little bit here and let those grasses probably get to that 6 to 8 inches, not taking them 3 to 4 inches, letting the cattle get it grazed down too much, that will help you in those droughtier times of the year to hopefully have some more grass. It's not a perfect every year. If it gets too dry, there's not much you can do about it, but those grasses are resilient. They'll go find the water if it's there.
Now I'm going to ask you about your beef herd. What kind of pasture management program do you use?
Yeah, so right now I've still got my cattle. They're all locked up on a area that they beat up. It's muddy. So we're going to have to do a little bit of fixing that area. But I'm just keeping them in that area. Now I feed them baleage. And as long as we don't get any cold weather, I'm thinking 1st of May, the grasses will probably be at that 8 to 10 inches. And then I'll put them into their, start rotating them. So I've got it calculated based on the numbers I have where I move them every day. And then they won't come back to that same area again for no less than 30 days. And sometimes in the summer, it might be closer to 40 days. It all depends during the summer or during the spring. Move them a little faster because we all know those cool season grasses like to grow fast. And then you got seed heads and you want to try to keep them from forming, or you might have to do a little bit of clipping. And then it sets you up then to come back and do 3 or 4 or 5 more rotations the rest of the year until we get cold weather.
Basically, I would call you rotational grazing. So this last year, how did it work for you? Were you able to keep your pastures going?
Yeah, I didn't feed any hay. I'm thinking, if I got to think back now, probably till September-ish, October. And that's just that important piece of managing the grass. Don't let the cattle tell you what they want. Sometimes they'll tell you that they don't like this, but you just got to work through that, and you manage the cattle and the grass, and then that grass really helps you. And anybody that's a beef producer knows that the less feed you feed, that's money in your pocket. So manage that grass. That's a great resource that works for us. And
sounds to me like that rotational grazing really paid off for you this last summer, if you didn't have to feed until September or October. Mm. I like hearing those personal experiences. And that's our Sunday Morning Ag and Conservation Program with Chad Berge. He's part of the Eau Claire Land and Conservation Office. And I'm Jill Welke.